Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast.
People are starving to death right now.
Where?
All over the world. Everywhere.
What?
Everyone Where? Is starving. Everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a shortage of food.
Yep. Nearly 1 in 3 people lack regular access.
Whoa.
Yep.
Dang. You don't say.
Yeah, people are hungry.
What are they blaming it on?
Climate,
Donald Trump,
COVID. Wait, conflict. Excuse me. Hold on. Let me start over.
Yeah.
Conflict.
Oh.
COVID.
Okay.
Climate change and growing inequalities. This is according to the World Economic Forum, by the way.
I can get behind two of those. I could say conflict for sure. And I can also say growing inequalities.
But where does a conflict come
from? But I also stand with Ukraine.
Right, but where does the conflict come from, right? Like, is it necessary at this point in society?
Yeah. I mean, come on, no. But who are we talking about? We're talking about human beings. We're gonna be conflicting.
So that could be avoided. So I don't know why that's here, because it should just be avoided. But okay, that's COVID-19. Could have been avoided.
That be avoided?
Right?
Wait, did you tell me they didn't have to have a novel coronavirus?
Pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong here. Pretty sure that could have been avoided. Climate change. I think there's something about they can control the weather.
Well, that's the new ploy.
For like 100 years.
Yeah, that's the new ploy. Guys, we have to blast gold into the atmosphere so that way we can darken the planet and send us into an ice age so we can have food.
Oh, and
Things grow in the cold.
Growing inequalities. I'm not really sure what that means exactly. That's a very broad statement, growing inequalities.
That's a World Economic Forum statement, bro.
That's a
real general.
Yeah, real general.
Umbrella statement.
The only way to make everybody equal is to take all your stuff and give it back to you in equal parts. So take chip, guy. Get chipped.
It's sad, though. It sucks that people are hungry.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially when like one of the main comorbidities of COVID-19, at least in the U.S., was obesity.
Ukraine crisis triggered food shortages for the world's poorest people. Ukraine and the Russian Federation supply global exports. 30% of wheat, 20% of maize, and 80% of sunflower seed products. So
we don't need sunflower seed products.
We don't.
No.
They're poisonous to us, right? Yeah. Isn't this what you were telling us about before?
Yeah, this is like fused with hexane molecules and it's friggin' unstable.
And it's bad, like it causes all kind of inflammation and
it goes rancid in your body immediately.
And we all use it, right? Like everybody's using that shit.
Yeah,
and everything.
Coal oil. Yeah, we don't need that. Fuck. So,
well,
positive for the war in Ukraine.
You know, it's just like I don't know, man. They're paying, they're giving money, and I don't know all the facts, dude. Because we all know I don't pay attention to shit, right? But like, we're just like dishing out money to like keep this Ukraine thing going. It seems like, anyways, right? And I'm just a normal guy, so I'm assuming that all the other just normal guys out there. Probably kind of feel the same as like, what are we doing?
Yep.
You know, if you really want to break it down, like the military industrial complex, right? Like the World Economic Forum, which is what I'm looking at right here. They're on the same, that's their team, right? Or
it's their henchmen.
So I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think we looked this up before a while ago. It's like, how much money would it take to eradicate world hunger? And it was like $2 trillion or something like that. And the defense budget is like $12 trillion or something ridiculous like that. I was like, yeah, obviously you don't want to leave your country defenseless. No one would ever, no logical person would ever advocate for that. But like, how much money did we spend on weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist? You know?
Each year, federal agencies receive funding from Congress known as budgetary resources. In fiscal year of 2023, the Department of Defense had $1.77 trillion distributed amongst its six subcomponents. Agencies spend available budgetary resources by mail. Okay. So there you go. $1.77 trillion this year. That's a lot. Okay. So a billion. And
always over budget.
What is the, hold on, okay, do you know the thing, how long is a million seconds?
Bro, I've seen this before. It's like 20,000 years.
No. How long is a million seconds?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's like 11 days or something, right? Like,
yeah, one, yeah, I've seen this trick.
And
this,
then what is 1 billion seconds?
Yeah, it's like thousands of years or hundreds of years.
I think it's 33 years, right?
Is it?
Yeah. 1 billion.
And a trillion is like longer than
31 years. A billion seconds. 1 billion is 31 years. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. Okay.
So 1 billion seconds is 31 years. So if they were
a million is 11 days. A million is 11 days.
A dollar, if they spent a dollar a second, they'd be able to go for 31 years
to get to one billion.
Just spend $1 billion. If they spend there's a dollar every second.
There's 1,000 billions in a trillion.
So that would be 3,300 years?
31,000 years.
Holy moly, dude.
So, this is what the U.S. defense budget is for all of us dum-dums, because I'm one too.
Oh, it's almost two, dude. We're just shy of two. 2 trillion. We're talking 50,000 years if they spent a dollar every second.
If they spent a dollar a second, 50,000 years, right? Is that what we come up with?
Yeah, they're blowing through that in
ish
1 year.
Ish, right?
They're going over budget in 1 year.
I don't know why we got off track there, but you know, it's just, it all seems absurd. Eradicate
hunger, dude. It's
why don't they eradicate hunger? Sons of bitches, man.
Doesn't make any money, dude.
Doesn't make money. You're right.
And you got farms over here being told to not farm food. You know? Destroy your farms. Now, this could be like, oh, you know, factory farming is destroying the soil, so we need to stop all of this machine industrial agriculture because we're destroying the quality of our soil. Okay, I'm behind it 100%. Destroy your crops. But also, like, maybe don't destroy the crops and, like, maybe destroy half your crops and give the rest to donate. Maybe not destroy your whole crop.
The weather's messing up the crops too, apparently. Apparently the heat, extreme heat waves threaten world's food security.
I heard that did I bring this up already? The winds are blowing sand from the desert in Africa across the ocean and is like thwarting hurricanes.
Yes, but that, from what I understand, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe
I didn't get too into it, but
yeah, maybe this video I was watching is wrong. I don't know, but I somewhere I learned, I suppose, that's what happens, right? Like the Saharan sands get blown across the ocean, and that's what actually is like fertilizing the Amazon.
Whoa, that's wild. I didn't even know that was a thing. I just learned about that.
Yeah, man. There you go. I don't know. Again, could be wrong, but
you're wrong.
It sounds right. Sounds good. Sounds cool. Is Europe's gas market ready for winter? No, dude. Europe's going to freeze to death this year because, you know, the whole Russia and the pipeline and like nobody's getting natural gas the way that they should be. They're already talking about there's all kinds of issues over there with energy and we're all screwed, dude. We all joke like the world's ending, but I'm honestly like just, you know, hey, I'm black-pilled at this point, you know? I've gone through all of it. I'm just black-pilled. I'm like,
all right. They were complaining that the summer in the UK, it's so hot. It's like record hot, apparently. And now a lot of the elderly people are just like roasting to death in their homes because they're not built. It doesn't get that hot over there. So they don't have ventilation. Most places don't have central air conditioning, all that kind of stuff. So it's too hot in the UK. And then the winter's going to be so cold that, you know, we're just having everybody freezing. So nobody knows if the planet's warming up or cooling down or both, or just crazy swings.
No, that's why they just label it climate change now.
Again, so, super generic.
Yeah, they just get away with it doing whatever it wants. But, open-ended. You know, this is the we've talked about this before, but for all the newbies here, I guess, you know, it's like, the climate's changing, but is it changing because we're driving our cars around? No, dude, it's changing because the military industrial complex is making it change. You understand? And you ask, how, Jeff, do they make it change? How is the military industrial complex making the climate change, Jeff? Easy. They control all of the weather patterns globally. They have all of the control over the industrial shenanigans that are happening globally, whether you want to talk about like mining for minerals and dumping shit and just fossil fuels, all of it, right? They're the ones that are really in control of this, if you want to break it down. So
yeah, is fossil fuels causing climate change? I'm sure it's doing something. What about all of the nuclear bombs they blow up all over the United States and in the ocean? What about those? You don't think those are ticking the needle up a little bit? You don't think those are putting more elements into the atmosphere more than cow farts?
You don't think the war in Ukraine is putting particulates into the atmosphere?
Yeah, megatons of what about chickity China? Just smogs, the smog capital of the world. Yeah. It gets to California.
Right.
You don't think that they're taking the degrees up a little bit?
It's like the Saharan sands going to the Amazon to fertilize it. The Chinese smog is fertilizing the west coast of the United States.
What about all the dumping that we do? You know, you don't think that changing the ocean is...
That's one thing that makes me sad, man. I heard that there were some studies done recently, and I need to look this up and really read this because this is interesting and it pertains to me here locally, okay? They did some water tests, or some fish tests, rather. They were testing the fish here in the lagoon, and they were saying that every single fish had, what was it, antidepressants, and like a few other traces of pharmaceuticals, right? And these are wild fish in an ocean-fed lagoon, right? So this is one of the best fisheries, in my opinion, probably, at least in the Southeast, right? If not the country, okay? It's one of the best fisheries, at least it always has been. But now these fish are all like doped up with fucking pharmaceuticals, bro. Not just us. Remember we always talk about, Alex Jones talked about the water's turning the frogs gay. Everybody laughed at him, right? And I talk about, don't drink the water because of this and that. And you hear all these things. Estrogen in the water because the filtration systems don't filter out estrogen. Women are dumping birth control. Not even that. They're just pissing, right? Which, hey, got to piss. But, you know, the water systems aren't meant to be filtering this type of thing out. So, like, it goes back into the water circulation and we're drinking it, right? And not just that, but all these other things. Yeah. But the fish have these things in them. And I'm like, fuck.
Well, the one thing that I always tell people to be cautious of when they read things like this is parts per whatever.
Sure.
Just because you can trace it doesn't mean that it's like gonna affect you levels, you know? And yeah, who knows? And then also, like, your body is really, really, really good at just eradicating things in it that it doesn't need or that are harmful to it. Like, there was a guy, I think is, yeah, it was Lane Norton. He's a scientist over in Tampa, and he was explaining, like, yes, there you can eat meat that has hormones, added hormones and steroids in it. And he was explaining how, like, digestion works and how your body just, it can just remove that stuff, and it knows to remove that stuff because whatever, he's a scientist, I'm not, but you know, he's like, look, the body is a very, very advanced system that, you know, it didn't survive eons and eons and eons of crazy things happening on Earth and eating things that are, he's like, people go on My Strange Addiction and watch people eat sheetrock for years and eat their bed mattresses and eat their husband's ashes and eat rocks, and they're fine. But no, it's not healthy.
Wait, hold on. They're fine is kind of a stretch, right?
Like, yeah, that's, they're definitely not fine, but.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a, I'm not a doctor or anything here, so, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you're eating.
You didn't say that, by the way. That's me. I said
yeah, if you're eating your mattress for 6 years, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say that, first of all, you already had a mental problem, but the fact that you've been consuming mattress for 6 years is probably exacerbating that mental issue, and now it's even worse. You see what I'm saying? So,
Of course. But all that to say, like, trace amounts of, like, naturally or whatever, trace amounts of, like, estrogen or atrazine or whatever, I'm sure it's bad. I don't want it in my food. But if some lady can eat a mattress for 6 years and be, you know, doctors be like, oh, blood work actually looks fine.
Okay. You're kind of right. And I don't disagree with that to a great extent. The human body especially is like an amazing machine, right? It's, you could do a lot to cleanse yourself and this and that. But the problem is like, this is getting into the food chain, right? Like, once the oceans dry up or whatever, however you want to look at it, and I don't mean that physically, like the water, but like the fish, yep. Right? When the fish die out in the oceans, we're screwed, man. I'm pretty sure there's movies about this, but like, and this is just a sign of this. We don't know what antidepressants or any other pharmaceuticals in the redfish will do down the line or up the line in the food chain.
Yeah, I think it's also like a death by a thousand cuts thing too. Like,
yeah, that too, for sure. Plastic, yes, microplastics.
There's microplastics. There's right. You know, hormones in the water, there's hormones in the food, there's microwaving things, I'm getting Bluetoothed in the brain all the time. You know, it's just like, who knows, you know, we've done absolutely no tests on 5G and what that can do. And it's just the list goes on and on. Like, food just does not have nutrient density anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff we would shield ourselves from, all the nasty stuff. But it got nothing anymore. So who knows, man? Like, I think we read, like, you got to consume like 10 apples today to get the nutrients of an apple back in the 30s or the 60s. You know,
that's insane. Like, and they're like three times the size now.
A bushel of carrots to get, you know, one carrot's worth of vitamins A. It's just like, dude,
I was having this conversation with a dude I work with, man, because, you know, obviously when you're working out in the sun all day, you get a little cocky and like you're joking around with the boys, you know what I'm saying? And
get a little loose.
Right. And I don't remember what the exact question I asked him was, but it was something like, you know, oh, like, could you take so-and-so or could you take these three? I think I asked him if he could take like two dudes at the shop at the same time. And he was like, man, I'd take anybody, man. And then it got down the rabbit hole and I was like, what about like a clone of yourself, but like the ancestor, like 10,000 years ago? He's like, man, I'll take him too. And I got into this deep conversation, like, no way, bro. Cause that guy, not only is this, he's got optimal cardio from like running across, savannas and shit, hunting wildebeests, right? But like, he's eating prime, unspoiled meats with the oxygen levels in the air being prime, just all these things. And he's like, man, I never thought about that. He's like, but yeah, I could still take him. But I was like, you know, it's,
you know what, dude? I would have flipped it and I'd have been like, your ancestor is probably the one that stayed back with the ladies.
Well, not necessarily. And if you really want to think about it, like, probably all of us, even the dum-dums out here,
yeah, man,
like, our ancestors were the ones that made survive. It through.
Bro. somebody, I heard a guy on some Instagram video. He was like, somewhere in your lineage, some man stood on a battlefield and survived. And you, and I think it ended with like, and you can't go and talk to some girl at the coffee shop, you know, whatever. He brought it back to that. But I was like, dang, yeah, I bet you like somewhere down the line, somebody was like, in my bloodline was like on a battlefield and won. That's tight. That's freaking tight, dude.
Yeah, that's, we don't crazy. Have
stuff no more, man.
And didn't we look this up too? Like how many combinations there are that you could have of like cosmetic DNA structures for the human face or something like this? And like, there's only like 33 billion.
We did look that up one time.
Yeah, I don't remember the number, but it's like
someone did some math on it. And there's like a finite amount of faces you can come up with.
Yeah, there's like a certain number of human faces that you can have. And like, based off of the amount of people that have lived over the course of human history that we know of, you know, that we've run through that number already, right?
Oh, so wow.
There's a good chance that like somebody existed.
20 people?
Or whatever I don't know if it's 33 billion. I just made that number up because 33 is a cool number. You know,
I'm just thinking like 7 billion now.
But you know, you think if you go back.
Yeah. I just always think of the population being less dense, but then there was probably like these massive booms that, you know, we
don't know. Back, whatever science says now, the anatomically current human form has existed for what, 250,000 years or whatever it is. So it's been a long time. But the point is that there's probably, at least according to statistics, right? Yeah. There's probably been somebody that existed that looked just like exactly like you.
There
like
already are, dude.
Right? And that guy might have been the guy that was on the battlefield and made it through, right?
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, we just watched the dang Kandahar trailer, and I was like, Gerard Butler looked like Bam Margera in a couple of scenes. Like, whoa, dude, that guy looks like Bam, dude.
Yeah.
Like, could have been, man. There's like all those pictures of like people that look like Eddie Murphy or whomever. Very strikingly similar. But just think, man, if something were to break bad, and we got primal real fast, you know, things went ancient.
Mm-hmm. I like how you put that. All right. Yeah.
Screwed.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think the minimum amount of time is that you have to make it to have like a decent chance of making it long term? If like, let's just say the grid goes out tomorrow, boom, shuts off. No power.
Okay. So there's no power gone on the planet.
Yeah, just gone. EMP, solar flare.
How long would you have to survive to make it through the worst of it?
Yeah.
To get to where I don't think
to get to the backside of it where you know you might, you know,
you're going to make it back to power.
Possibly, or at least to some sort of some, yeah.
Dude,
I would talk and think about it, the more like it's stretching in my mind, like the length of time.
It's going to be a while. If it's a solar flare, probably not that long. But if it's some sort of like geothermal something that happens, or a dang caldera blows up and like just knocks out the US, we're not ever coming back from that. That's permanent change.
Yeah.
I think that you have to survive. I think all you have to do is survive the initial like couple months of mayhem. You got to pile up some bodies. You're going to have to.
So you basically just got to make it past to where everybody ate each other. And then.
Yeah, basically.
So I mean, 6 months maybe.
No, I mean, people went without power. We've gone most of civilization without power.
You're right.
We'll survive, but.
I got less than a minute. Fuck.
Oh.
Shit.
We gotta figure out a different thing, bro.
I know, man. It's gonna be rough. We'll cut it here before it cuts us, and then we'll start it back up real quick.
All right. So anyway, what I was saying is that you have to get past the little grid thing, the threshold of like people are just in panic mode.
Mayhem.
Right. You gotta get past the mayhem. Then I think you'd be okay. But the problem is that the people who are super well insulated already, they're the ones pretty much, unless it turns into the barbarians kind of deal where like the barbarians take over if the really powerful insulated people, you know, they conglomerate and they get organized, which they probably will be, then they're just going to come up with the next thing that's going to put you under their thumb, and you're going to need them to survive. So you're going to be in an even more desperate situation. You know, that's what they're doing now with this digital currency thing, man. They're nuking the dollar so that way we can go to a digital currency.
Yeah, bro. And that kind of actually freaks me out, man, because like you see it happening in real time, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what freaks me out, because we've been talking about this, right? And not even us, but like other people have been talking about this for years and years and years.
Years.
But, you know, here we are. And like
right, hey, us, dude.
You see the price of everything going up, right? You see like the small, wages are going to go up for the first time in like, I don't know, like 40 years, but it's like a drop in the bucket compared to the, yeah, it's like, what, dude? Okay. Oh. You know, some people's like mortgages and shit were going up like 80%, you know, it's yeah. Like, what? You know?
The $74,000 house across the street from me sold for like $280.
Bro.
Gas. So I have to spend a lot of money in gas for my job.
Same.
Gas going from 330 something to 389 added $200 a month to my gas bill.
Yeah.
Just that, just 50 cents or whatever it was, or 30 cents, whatever the last jump was. I'm like, that's it, dude. How am I supposed to keep doing this?
Why did that even happen? Why did the guy? I want to know why. I want to know what they're going to say. Why? You know, I'm actually going to Google this. Why the fuck did gas go up? What, like 30 cents?
Well, it's because
overnight.
Donald Trump back in, but he right. Did that and the other thing. And
wait. The first response is prices went down because
hold up. What's the date on that?
Google's. Yeah, you know, you're right. Google's just being
and DuckDuckGo it too.
Yeah.
Biden has actually dropped the gas prices a whole 0.3 cents in the last 24 hours. Isn't that great? Claps for Biden.
It's crazy, bro. I don't know. This is, why is it giving me all these old, like 2022? Like, it just doesn't want to give me.
You got to duck it, bro. Don't Google it. Like it probably has a lot to do with the Saudis not trusting the dollar anymore.
You can blame the increase on a rise in oil prices. Well, no shit. I want to know why the oil price is going up.
Ask ChatGPT.
Ask ChatGPT. Okay. Wait, hold on. ChatGPT. Hold on. Let's see what ChatGPT has to say. Here we go. Get started. Oh, you got to log in now?
Oh, you haven't been on in a while, huh?
I haven't been on in a while, dude. Hold up. I got this. Should I log in under our... keep talking, because this is going to be boring for people.
Yeah. So, anyway... Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a lot of wild stuff going on. The gas prices and the price of everything is just too stupid. And it's like they're nuking the dollar for sure. There's no way that they're going to get everybody on board with a government-controlled digital currency after they've been going on and on and on about how Bitcoin is a fad and Bitcoin digital currencies is not secure. Da, 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 da. And now they're going to go out and be like, well, you can trust our version of it.
Yeah. Well, they're already talking about it, dude. They've been talking about it for like a hot minute. About it.
They already came out with the incentivization plan. Did you see that?
I did not.
$2,000 a month they will give you to get chipped. They just proposed it. $2,000 a month to get chipped. And use digital currency now.
Really?
Will you take the chip? Will you get... And so that's the way that they're going to do the universal basic income. They're not going to give it to you.
Wait, where is this? Hold on. I see videos on it, but I want to see...
I don't know. I didn't see a video. I was reading some stuff.
Yeah, no, I see some stuff on. I'm just trying to find something legit. But I don't know, bro. It's so hard to find shit anymore, dude. That's the other thing, too, I've noticed lately, man. I try to look up stuff. I've noticed the algorithms have changed lately. I don't know if anybody listening has noticed this, but the algorithms have changed drastically lately. Now, I'm the kind of guy who, when I'm on social media, which I try to make it not often, but when I'm on there, I don't tend to like anything. I don't tend to do very much of that, right? Like, I don't interact with posts very much because I don't want that to, like, fucking algorithm.
Like, I DM a ton of stuff.
I'll share some stuff, but I don't know. Like, I try to... And of course, I'm in my 30s, right? So I've been playing with these algorithms now for quite a few years. So I kind of understand, like, how you can cater these algorithms to give you things that you want in your feeds and stuff, right? But I've just noticed in the last, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 months that it seems like these algorithms are starting to give me, like, totally off the wall shit, like shit that is not even in my feed normally. Like, normally I'm getting, like, stuff that I talk about here, like conspiracy shit, you know, like chemtrails.
People dying. I have been getting people dying, horrible deaths on camera, on Instagram, just randomly in the feed. And then I'm not expecting it, so I'm watching it. And then it's like, well, you watched it. And then, like, sometimes if they're, like, really crazy, I'll send them to my brothers. And I'll be like, well, you shared it. So here's more people getting their throats slit on. I'm like, dude, how is this allowed?
Yeah. And it, oh, I've been getting a lot of, like, Ukraine footage, Ukraine war footage, which, okay, I have mixed feelings about this, right? So, like, on one hand, I think that people should be seeing this kind of thing because it's disgusting. Like, war is just disgusting, right? So, like, if you can show the public, like, the horrors of war, I feel like that would probably be good overall because nobody wants that to happen, right, to people. But at the same time, you know, it's almost like the videos that are circulating are, like, glorifying war. And it's very much so, like, look at this Ukrainian squad that went in there and, like, took these guys out. You know what I mean? Like, it's always this propaganda. Yeah. Always.
I couldn't agree more, dude. If you were just going to unbiasedly show, here's war, here's Ukraine doing some messed up stuff on the battlefield, here's Russia doing some messed up stuff on the battlefield. So to show that, like, even the good guys don't make it out of war with their hands clean, or whoever you think the good guys are.
Yeah.
And even the bad guys, war can even bring, you know, even Russia, you know, is knows how horrible war is and, you know, does not do certain things, whatever it is. But yeah, no, they just totally stoked those fires. So it's like anything to make Ukraine look like the champs, because that's how we're laundering our money, and anything to make Russia look bad, because that's how to cripple the dollar.
Yeah.
And, like, the World Economic Forum is not on the United States side. They're not national. They don't care. They cross all nations. So it's like, they don't care. Let's go for it, dude. You want to drop some bombs? You want to knock over some hotels and apartment complexes? You want to put missiles on some hospitals? Go ahead if it's going to further the cause. There's too many people on this planet anyway, according to
Bill Gates. Dude, yeah. It's crazy how fast we're moving from thing to thing, too, that it's like something will be like complete, like totally outrageous will happen. And then a week later, it's like it never happened. It's so wild.
Yeah, it's too much. I was watching an old podcast of, like, this other podcast. And they were talking about, like, oh, what's going on in the world today? And they're like, oh, Epstein's client list is getting released on Thursday or whatever. Like, that never happened. You know, it was like from like a year or two ago, whatever. And I was like, well, that day never came.
Like, nope.
People talk about stuff that was like, oh, this is going to happen. And that, and it's like, nope, that got covered up. They made it. He got off scot-free.
it'll never come out, man. It's wild to me too. Like that, it's dude. All this stuff is so crazy. You know, I don't know. Wait till all the deep dark secrets start coming out, which is probably going to be soon, because there's no way that they're going to be able to keep all the secrets that they're keeping. It's all been trickling out. And you know what's wild? And maybe I'm crazy. I probably am crazy, but I've been thinking more and more lately that maybe a lot of that QAnon stuff, maybe some of that, there was some truth behind some of that. I'm going to go back and comb through some of that stuff. Yeah, call me crazy. But I'm listen, sure. Hear me out, because you that whole PSYOP with January 6th and everything, dude, like they knew that if they could pull that off, that not only could they could discredit that whole movement so heavily that even their own people within the movement would discredit it, right? You look at any of these like conspiracy podcasts and like the first thing they'll say is like, yeah, I believe in chemtrails, I believe in all this, I even believe in lizard people and crazy stuff like this, but that QAnon stuff, I wasn't a QAnoner.
Yeah.
So stay away from that.
Touch QAnon, bro. Don't touch QAnon. Don't touch Alex Jones, dude.
Yeah, man. So,
yeah, I do believe that QAnon was a probably started off as something, and then there's no way that the CIA didn't know who Q was. If Q was a real, you know, deep state operative that was letting all the cats out the bag at first, they have long since been deceased.
Cause wasn't there something about like Robert Kennedy coming out and like becoming president? I feel like that was part of it. It was one of them. It was like, oh, Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to become president. And like,
it could have been.
Now he's running for president. I'm not going to say he's going to win. I don't know, but
I'd be shocked. I'd be just as shocked if he won as I was with Donald Trump.
Who's your money on?
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Big Mike?
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, Big Mike. I got money on Big Mike, too. That's probably a good bet, to be honest with you.
Michael Obama. Yeah, there's no way. Things are just too crazy right now to go moderate. Which is what everybody wants. Everybody just wants moderate. Where it's like, hey, look, just give us somebody who like does 80% of what we want and 80% of what the other person wants. We can like argue about the 20%. Like, let's just like really back off this whole thing. I think most Americans are like, let's just cool the engines, guys. Everybody just wants to cool the engines. But there's no way with the momentum that we're on and the trajectory that we're on, the end goal of like global domination of one really group of people, giant group of people, there's no way that America goes, let's take a reasonable approach here, guys. Let's give kind of everybody what they want. Let's give them a moderate.
We should just, you and I, we should go on a mission. Okay. If the listeners maybe could help us out somehow.
Who are we killing?
We need to throw a curveball at these people. Okay. All these what you call them, these little rallies that these candidates do. Right, you can show up and ask questions and that kind of thing. We should go to all of them. We should just go to all of them, quit our jobs, whatever we got to do, go to all of them and just ask the simple question, like, what are you going to do about weather modification and geoengineering? Because none of them ever discuss that. They don't even bring it up, not even a little bit, never once ever. And I feel like that's like the golden ticket. Like, don't talk about the geoengineering and the weather modification, because that'll open up a whole can of worms of other shit that we just cannot have happen, right? So if we just start asking that everyone, and it's always filmed, it's always live, it's always on YouTube, all of these things, and who are these guys that are always asking about weather modification and geoengineering, and how come nobody has a fucking answer for it?
Yeah.
Right? Where's that candidate? That's the candidate. Where's Matt Landman? Matt Landman needs to run for office.
Or Jay Hyphen Gould, bro.
Who?
Hyphen Gould.
Dude, I forgot about that guy. What's that guy's name again?
Jay Hyphen something Gould. Can't remember. It's Jay.
What's his name?
Hyphen something.
Russell Hyphen Jay Colin Gould, something like that.
Yeah, dude. Where's Postmaster General at when you need him?
Postmaster General, dude. Last flag standing. Wait, here it is. Russell-J:Gould. Dude, I forgot about this guy.
Where's Russell Hyphen at, dude?
Russell Hyphen, where are you, bro?
I'm out of hiding, dude.
Dude, I need to watch some videos on this guy. I forgot about this guy.
Postmaster out there, dog. He's the one that can unite us all. He's the only one who's running this whole thing. He owns the Constitution.
Oh, wait, he's got it listed. Hold on, I got to see this. This is hilarious. The LinkedIn. Oh, no, I don't want to do a... I'm not a robot. What if I was?
What if I was?
I can't even read what that word is. Plenipotentiary judge, sovereignty commander-in-chief of the Pentagon Military Corporations, keymaster of the Vatican City,
whoa,
Italy.
International?
Dude, he's got hold on. It won't let me in because this...
International.
Hold on, I gotta do the puzzle, guys. Use the arrows to rotate the animal to face in one direction. Wow, are you kidding me?
I can't be his.
Submit. What is this trash, dude? What is this? What is this captcha?
Are you a robot? You having a tough time?
Apparently, I'm an NPC because this is not
a robot, dude. Take an arrow to the knee.
Yeah, used to be an adventurer like you. Dude, that game's so good. I've been playing that lately. Skyrim.
It's just unbelievable.
It's such a good game. It holds up today.
It holds up, man. I just uninstalled it to make
room. Why would you ever uninstall it?
Because I just can't stop playing it sometimes, bro. I'm like, this game came out when I was in freaking high school still. I can't keep playing this game.
I got into his LinkedIn.
It can't be his LinkedIn, dude.
It is. Join to view profile. Why is LinkedIn stupid?
Dude, I don't know.
I just want to see, what his full title is. That's all I wanted.
Dude, he needs to come out. He needs to come out. He's a run for office. He already owns everything. He's got the keys to the Vatican. He knows about the aliens. I mean, he's gotta know about the geoengineering.
That's the key. The
planetary grand poobah.
That's the key move, man, because they're trying to, they've been doing this climate change thing, man, and that's the move, bro. You want to save 1 in 3 people who don't have regular access to food, okay? You want to save those 1 in 3 people? You gotta get these like technologies and shit, these energy technologies. You know, you gotta do all these types of things that nobody's gonna do. Let's be realistic. None of these candidates who are running for president are gonna do the things that are needed to be done to get these 1 in 3 people some fucking food.
Yeah, I mean, there's crazy stuff that happens. I remember some guy, I think on Rogan's, was talking about they have like these huge tanker ships that desalinate ocean water to get clean water in Africa. And it's like, dude, that's awesome. And then like over in the Middle East, they blast like mercury nitrate or something into the sky and make clouds. And it's like raining in the desert and stuff. And it's like, awesome. That's cool. But like, what happens when that's it? Like the problem is not that you can't grow food places and stuff. The problem is that where people have to live, one of the big issues is where people have to live is next to a cobalt mine because of your iPhone. And food doesn't grow in a cobalt mine. You know, these mines are like 11 miles wide, you know, and it's like you have to live around that because that's how you have to make your living in order to buy things. And nobody's just going to build a tanker ship to desalinate the water. Like that has to go through some government organization who's going to turn it, who's going to mess it up.
Yeah.
You can't just seed clouds wherever you want and start farming. You know, they're not going to give that kind of technology to a farmer who's, you know, can put a big tower up and just like, oh yeah, my crops need water. I'm going to just blow some mercury up in the sky and water my crops.
Let me just ionize the particles in the atmosphere here or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because there's no profit in that. So it has to be done through a military or government military organization, and then they're gonna mess it up.
I'm gonna bring it back. Bring it way back, dude. Abolish the HOA, dude. Abolish the HOA, dude. The homeowners association. Okay? Because there's no reason we could solve this 1 in 3 people not having access to food problem if we all, not even all of us, just if a lot more of us here in the States could just grow food on our own property, right? Without all these regulations and bullshit that there is right now. So like, you can't have, you know, like all these neighborhoods where you have to have a perfectly manicured lawn and it's got to be cut no more than 3 inches, and the curb,
pesticides and herbicides all over your lawn.
Yep. You got to poison the grass as much as possible and all these things. But realistically, if we just abolished all that bullshit and you could just have like all these beautiful fruiting trees and plants in your front yard and backyard, and you could feed the community with the community, then all of these big ass factory farms that we have, you could still have them if you wanted to make your billions, assholes who are listening, who are making billions, because I know there's at least one of you out there listening. You could still use your factory farms and just ship that shit out to all these 1 in 3 people in these poor countries that don't have food, and at least they'll have food and you're still making money, and then the people here in the States are feeding themselves. But you can't do that either, because once people start feeding themselves, it's harder to control them.
And yeah, I mean, look, the problem is we can never get to the utopia. We're always going to chase it, but it's like we'll never get to it. Because even if it was like, oh, you can grow whatever you want wherever you want, you just have people who don't grow anything and go on pillages. Just be like, ah, yeah, we just ransacked. Or how easily, you know, you now depend on your own self. How easy could I just come over and burn your crops? And now you have no food. You know what I mean? Like, it just, there's...
That's what the Second Amendment's for there, brother.
Yeah, there, I'm going to blast you, son. You could also just abolish the Fed and get rid of taxes so I can afford to do more things with my money.
I mean, you could do that too. I mean, to be honest with you, because people are always like, oh, well, then who's going to build the damn roads? We've talked about this before.
Oh, the same people who always built the dang roads. The people. Yeah, go over to another country. Look at their roads from 350 years ago, 3,000 years ago. They still are there. Go look at our roads. We freaking suck. From 6 months ago.
Guaranteed.
Cut down I-4 and try not to hit a pothole. Good luck.
Guaranteed, if you put the burden of roads, if you just said, I'm not doing it, right? If the government was, I'm not doing it. And they just drop that burden at the feet of people like, I don't know, like Bezos, Musk, people who have a vested interest in the roads working and being good, they would make the best fucking roads.
They just gave it to us. We'd have the best roads on Earth.
That too.
We'd be in the space age, dude. If you look at like roads, there's some like, if you look up at crazy highways in like Germany, there's like foliage all around it and they're beautiful and they have like vines pouring over everywhere, and it's like ridiculous stuff. If you just give it back to the people, they'll make it great.
But you'd have places in like Mobile, Alabama, for instance, where like that would never
have amazing roads and crappy everything else.
You think so? Well,
yeah, 100%, dude. Mobile, Alabama.
See, in my mind, what I'm thinking is like, yo, if Bezos wants to be able to deliver a package, he's got to have a road that he can drive his vans on. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So if it comes down to like, hey, the roads are just undrivable, I cannot deliver these fucking packages, you gotta figure out how to make some, well, drones, but you can't drone.
I don't have to do anything with your roads.
You can't drone in a refrigerator.
Bye-bye.
Right? You can't drone in. No, like, you can't. So
anyway, I'm saying like Mobile, Alabama, and all these like middle of the country places, or not middle of the country, middle of nowhere places, a lot of their stuff is like, it's plants. It's huge, like solar farms and huge distribution factories, you know, 50-foot football fields of just Amazon delivering. It's like there's plenty of money these people have and plenty of land these people can use for other things other than making billionaires more billions. And there's so, I mean, dude, we can obviously make good roads. but it's being done by the worst agency on the planet, the federal government. So it's like, just give the tools to the most capable people. We know what roads need to get fixed. They keep fixing the 417. It's like, there's nothing wrong with it. Fix I-4. It blows.
Yeah, dude. I talk about this every day because I drive on I-4 almost every single day. But yeah, dude, it's the worst road. And then they finish a piece of it, and then there's more people here.
They make the next section worse.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude.
This is all they do. They just keep shifting and kicking the can down the road to something else. And it's like, we're never going to get to a place of utopia, duh. But just, it's always better when most of the power and most of the responsibility is in the hands of the community.
True. It's always better that way. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I recant my statement. But my, you know, the point that I was making still stands, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could say, hey, Musk, we need help with our roads. Would you be able to come in here and help? And then Musk would be like, sure.
He'd probably build some dank ass roads that have like sensors in them, perfect for the Teslas and shit.
Yeah,
you know, like
charging roads and whatever. And yeah, sure. I'm going to put a big Tesla factory out there as part of my cost. I'm like, okay, cool. Right. Even we get better roads, you get a Tesla factory. Sure. Trade. Let's trade something. Like, let's make this mutually beneficial. Instead, we get this. I mean, dude, I saw houses in Texas that are like 600 square feet for $500,000. And they're just identical. They're just identical homes, not even homes. They're big bedrooms for $500,000 out in Texas. I'm like, Who is this for? Who's got that much money and who's that desperate for a home?
Well, the, you know,
I don't understand.
These people moving to Texas lately, man, with all these comedians and everybody moving there. It's like,
but how does that, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how is that the move? Yeah, I'm going to take out a $500,000 loan. $250,000 loan, whatever it is, on 600 square feet in Texas. You know, that's apparently backwoods.
Well, land, bro. It's all about.
There's no land. These things are stacked on top of each other.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can't buy land, right? Like land, land is such a rare commodity now, especially when you have like these corporations and not even that, but like, I don't know, Chinese government buying up all the land. It's like there's nothing left. So you have to just build these shits on top of each other and charge, you know, like you said, ridiculous amounts of money for these apartments, basically.
All this is going to end up with is nobody owns property. Everybody has to rent from the government or from a government endorsed agency like BlackRock and Vanguard Group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. There's no option. Nobody can buy this house across the street from me, period. That will never go on sale again. It will only ever be for way too much rent. That's just how it is. Everybody's going to get priced out. It's just, there's no other way.
We need to get back to community living, bro. I've been talking about this. We need to get back to communal living. You know what I mean? We need to, shit, even if it's like you and me and Jade and, you know, we get a couple other people together and we just all throw down and we buy like 5-10 acres somewhere.
I just got the chickens, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We just buy the land and we don't worry about what we're putting on it yet, because that's all a whole nother. We just get the land before somebody else gets it and we can never get it.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been looking at land, not here. I've been looking at land elsewhere. I've been looking for bug out land.
Yeah, like Wisconsin or some shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like South Dakota.
South Dakota, Kansas, Wyoming. Yeah,
I'm about that life, dude. Let me know, because I'm not kidding. I will throw in on it, and we will have a spot for the bunker.
We'll have a bunker, dude. We'll have a farm. I've been looking at places that have like gravel roads on a river backed up to a national park. Like, I mean, land, dude. land for not that much money, dude.
No, dude, up there, some of those places are pretty cheap, dude, because nobody lives there, man. They want people to move in there, you know?
I'm talking like...
Just don't vote blue when you get here.
Oh, heck no, dude. Heck no, dude. I'll be freaking Trump 2024 when I'm there, baby. Red wave, dude, yeah.
Whatever y'all
need. He's the risen Messiah.
Whatever y'all need. Just don't burn down my crops.
Don't try that in a small town. Not in this small town.
You got to scope it out. What flags are they flying on the pick'em up trucks in that town? That's the flag you're flying to, so they don't burn your crops and kill your chickens.
Confederate flag and everything, dude.
Whatever you need.
Yeehaw, the South will rise. I would do it. I don't care, dude. I told my boss today, I'm like, Doug, with the way things are going, when Russia takes over, I'm going to be singing their national anthem, bro. We get Michelle Obama, but we get Gavin Newsom in office. I'm converting.
That's hilarious, dude.
I want to see those Russian planes fly, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hold on, I'll see their paratroopers coming down, and I'll give them a big old salute. I'm loyal to this country up into a certain point. Until this country is no longer the country that I am loyal to. Legit. What do you got?
I don't know what their salute looks like, so this is gonna be this is Creamer's new walkout music after Newsom gets elected.
Heck yeah, dude. Join the Spetsnaz.
Join the Spetsnaz. Okay, yeah, that's good.
I'll join it.
Classic.
Dude, I'm telling you, this country has strayed very far away from what we believe it to have been at one point. I mean, we're a good ways away. I hope, dude, I was surprised when Trump won. I was like, there's no way we're going from Obama to Trump. There's no way. But it happened. And I was like, there's no way we're getting Biden. But it happened. And now I'm like, there's no way we're getting a moderate. So maybe I'm wrong again, guys. Don't follow my betting or investing strategies. I'm always wrong. I'm always wrong. We'll see, dude.
I'm not great at predicting those types of things, but I am pretty good at predicting, you know, things like mandatory vaccine passports and
The chips are coming. Vaccine
passports like that. But
next episode, I want to talk about lost technologies.
Lost tech and
breakaway civilization.
Lost tech and breakaway civilizations. I like that. See, yeah, you gotta help me out. You gotta keep me on track with episode topics, otherwise we'll just rant.
I've been kind of in that a little bit, and I would like to go heavy into that.
I got you, bro. Lost tech.
We do a lot of topical stuff, you know, of like current event. I want to hit a real, you know, conspiracy.
I want to go deep again.
I want to get out there.
Yeah, we'll do that, man. That sounds fun. Maybe we'll do that next week. You know what I'm saying?
Sick, dude. But
yeah, we got like a minute and a half left on this stupid ass timer. Fuck Zoom. Well,
we're moving to another platform, everyone, so we're going to start streaming, and then we'll take the stream recording. We'll still keep it on Anchor and all that stuff so you guys can see it. I think we should just go back to doing video. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, video's the way. Video's the future, bro.
Yeah. We're not going to try to milk every dollar out of this anymore that we were doing before.
We tried a few different options and tried a few different
things. Get like 30 more cents if we don't put video on it. Do that.
Yeah, like whatever, man. Like at this point, I don't even care. I took a long enough break from this to clear my mind. You know, now.
Good mental health now.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. So, but yeah, man, we'll start streaming. Dude, I'm excited for that. We'll have to figure that out. I'm sure it'll be a little buggy at first, but stream soon. Probably next week or the week after that, we'll be streaming. Want to set up
interact with the listeners more?
Yeah. Oh. Trying to set up like a call in, like a Google number or some kind of number y'all can call in and talk shit.
to make the fucking frogs gay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Anyways, well, timer is almost out, so we're out. Adios, muchachos.
Oh, dude, I gotta get the Russian national anthem on my soundboard now.
That'll yeah, we'll get out of here with that. We'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good one.
Night, comrades.
Comrades, we love you.